This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law is on the WBEN Liveline this morning. The Trump administration is reviewing records of more than 55 million U.S. visa holders for potential revocation or deportable violations of immigration rules in an expansion of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Rosanna, what do you make of this? How different is this from anything we've seen before?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. This is part and parcel with the Trump administration's obsession with keeping immigration in the news. So reviewing 55 million visa holders, well, you know, that almost happens by itself in terms of if there are violations or if people are arrested for things. The law enforcement system already handles these things and gets people to immigration court. But I think this is just another layer of the messaging from this administration saying, listen, don't mess around. We're tough on immigration in the U.S., and we're not going to tolerate anything less than 100% compliance with law enforcement.
Rosanna, what would a typical violation look like in a more cooled down, climate, you could say? And do you think maybe just because of how focused this administration is on getting as many illegal immigrants out of the country as they can, that those minor infractions will be seen as maybe major now?
Well, thankfully, we have the Immigration and Nationality Act that clearly defines what types of violations would trigger somebody being removed from the United States. And, you know, common sense prevails here in terms of the law, because there are things that are significant. You know, a parking ticket, no. A general bar fight where no one gets injured, no, it's not going to cause issues. But, you know, a felony level arrest, robbery, burglary, things of that nature. So, you know, again, people need to take this one with a grain of salt. This is the administration. They every week or so drip something into the media saying this is what we're doing. But they've been doing this since the sands of time. People that hold visas in the United States are bound by the immigration law, which says if you do get arrested for something significant, we're going to remove you from the U.S. So this is just some messaging, not a huge policy shift. But when you say something like this is going to affect 55 million people, you're certainly getting the attention. And, you know, it's messaging to encourage people that, listen, don't mess around or else you're not going to last long in the United States.
Rosanna, once a visa is revoked, is it revoked forever? I mean, is it possible to reapply?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a logistical issue here where not only would the visa really can't be revoked in the United States. The typical procedure is if, you know, let's just say somebody is here on a student visa, they attend UB, they rob a bank in Amherst, They are going to get arrested by the Amherst police, go to court, get arrested, and ultimately go in front of an immigration judge who's going to remove that person from the United States. That person's going to be, it's going to be very difficult for that visa to be reissued in the future because of that violation.
And there was another report this week that the administration is going to scrutinize the good moral character requirement for U.S. citizenship, and also made a mention of an adherence to societal norms they're going to review. That societal norms part, what exactly does that mean? How do you interpret that?
Yeah, this one, I don't know. I'm not sure who's I'm not sure where this is coming from, but the societal norms, they basically are focusing, they do not want to see any anti-American behavior. You know, this is an administration, again, obsessed with America first. And they want people in the United States who are receiving immigration benefits, you know, to not be obviously protesting against the U.S. or be anti-American in any way. And, you know, these societal norms, kind of a broad term that can be really interpreted in many, many ways, but really they want people that are doing good things, and that anything that would be negative, they really want the government officers to look a little bit closer at that.
Yeah, on the surface, it sounds like, you know, you want you to be the typical good American and, you know, forget about your customs from wherever you come from. That's why it just sounds so strange, the wording that they use. Now, yeah, it's a bizarre situation there. But don't you think this invites a lawsuit? It's just practically begging for a lawsuit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And these are, you know, don't forget, these are policy memos that will be immediately challenged by lawyers. But again, it's the messaging here, and we've seen this consistently since January, that it's almost like the administration doesn't care if these are challenged. They like the soundbite, they like the headline, because it's having a major, major impact at the border. Illegal crossings are down significantly. Whether you know, people like it or not, the amount of people coming into the U.S. is down 28%, you know, less international students in the U.S. So whether this stuff has any tooth legally doesn't seem to be the end goal. But really, it's this broader message of America's tough on immigration. You know, we are accepting nothing less than perfection. And if you go off the sides, you're going to be removed from the U.S. So I think it's a bigger part of the messaging program.
And the vetting of citizen applicants also includes looking at all their social media postings, right? I mean, is that something that people just don't think about?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you've been in a Starbucks lately or Wegmans, people are just scrolling all day in their social media. And the government has the ability to look at that. They always have in terms of, you know, monitoring it and such. So people kind of forget that, especially in crossing the border or, you know, coming in and out of the United States. The government has the ability to look at that and can make that a consideration of your admission or a benefit to the United States. So, you know, it's always tempting. There's so many keyboard warriors out there writing stuff all the time just without a lot of thought. But that can really, really be problematic in the future if you are doing anything related to immigration.
Rosanna, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.